Title: Sampler Envelopes for Chopped Vocal Phrases Intermediate. All right, let's build a proper drum and bass vocal chop instrument in Ableton Live using sampler envelopes. This is one of those small moves, huge results lessons. When your chops feel tight, rhythmic, and intentional, your whole drop sounds more expensive, even if the idea is simple. The goal today is to turn a raw vocal phrase into tempo lock chops that punch through breakbeats and rolling bass without smearing all over the snare. We're staying stock. Sampler may be simpler for the slicing workflow, plus EQ8, saturator, auto filter, compressor, reverb, delay or echo, utility, and a drum rack. By the end, you'll have a playable set of vocal slices across pads or keys, with three key types of movement: amplitude envelope for tightness and punch, filter envelope for groove and articulation, pitch envelope for that classic jungle sci-fi flick, used tastefully. Let's start. Step 0. Prep the vocal so it's time ready. Grab a vocal phrase, 1 to 4 bars is perfect, and drop it on an audio track. Open the clip view and turn warp on. For full phrases, Complex Pro is usually the cleanest. If your CPU is struggling, Complex can work too. Now make sure it actually sits at your project tempo. Drum and bass is often 172 to 175 BPM. So if you're in that range, you want that phrase looping cleanly. If it feels like it's drifting, do a warp from here, straight, and check the segmentation BPM so it makes musical sense. Once it's looping properly, consolidate the exact region you want. Highlight the best clean section and hit Command or Control J. This matters because you want a neat, self-contained sample going into your slicing workflow, not a messy clip with random lead-in time. Quick coaching note here. With vocal chops, think syllable equals transient plus vowel tail. The transient is usually the consonant, the bite. The vowel tail is what tends to smear into your drums. A lot of people try to fix that smear with EQ, when it's actually an envelope problem. Now step 1. Slice the vocal into chops. You've got two workflows. I'll describe both. But for drum and bass, the fast one is super common. Option A. Fast workflow. Slice to drum rack. Right-click your consolidated vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start with slicing by transients. If you've manually placed warp markers on specific syllables, slicing by warp markers can be even more precise. Ableton will build you a drum rack with each slice on a pad, typically loaded in Sampler. That's already playable, but we want Sampler because its envelopes and modulation options give us more control. So here's the move. Convert only the slices you actually plan to use. Click a pad, and either right-click to convert Sampler to Sampler, or just drop a sampler in and drag the sample into it. No need to convert all 64 pads. In DNB, you often use like 8 to 12 key slices and ignore the rest. Option B, precise workflow. One sampler, zones. Create a MIDI track, drop in sampler, drag your consolidated vocal into sampler, then go to the zone tab and use slicing controls or duplicate samples and map them across keys like C1, C-sharp 1, D1, and so on. This is great if you want to play slices melodically and manage everything inside one sampler. I'm going to assume most of you are using the drum rack approach because it's quick and feels like building a break chop kit. Now step 2, the amplitude envelope. This is the tightness control. This is where your chops stop behaving like a pasted vocal and start behaving like an instrument. Open sampler and go to the amp section. We're aiming for stab style behavior. Clean in, clean out. Set attack very fast. Basically 0 to 3 milliseconds. If you go too slow, you'll dull the consonant and it won't cut through the drums. Set decay somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds as a starting range. That gives you a tail, but it won't smear too long. Set sustain very low, often minus infinity, if you want it to behave like a one-shot stab. Set release around 30 to 90 milliseconds. Release is your anti-click safety and your does it stop on time control. Now listen. If the chop is hanging over your snare, shorten decay and release. If you hear clicks, do not immediately soften everything. Use the declick checklist. First, add a tiny bit of attack, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. If it still clicks, increase release a touch. Often 20 to 40 milliseconds is enough. If it still clicks after that, the click might be in the audio edit itself. In that case, open the sample and add a tiny fade in at the clip level before it even hits sampler. And here's a teacher-style workflow move that saves time. Put sampler into an instrument rack and macro map the amp decay. That way you can switch from super tight stabs to slightly longer spoken chops without hunting through parameters. Okay, step 3. Filter envelope for movement and groove. This is where the vocal starts to talk rhythmically. We're not adding more notes. We're adding motion inside each hit. Turn on the filter in sampler. Start with a low-pass filter. LP24 is the classic punchy choice. LP12 is a bit more open and airy. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 1 to 6 kHz range. A good starting point is around 2 to 3 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, just enough to give shape, not enough to whistle. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, for a bit of grit and urgency. Now, the filter envelope. Set the envelope amount positive, around plus 20 to plus 45. That means the filter will open on the hit and then close back down. Attack can be basically instant up to 10 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain at zero. Release around 60 to 150 milliseconds. What you're listening for is a vocal that snaps open, then tucks back in, leaving room for hats and the snare tail. DNB groove trick. Set the filter decay so the vocal's brightness breathes in time with your offbeat hats. It's subtle, but in a roller, this kind of micro movement is the difference between looping sample and hook. Extra intermediate move. Use key tracking deliberately. If your slices are mapped across keys and you're playing them melodically, increasing filter key can make higher notes naturally brighter and lower notes naturally darker. That stops you from needing to EQ every single note later. Now step 4. Pitch envelope, the spice. Pitch envelope is instant jungle flavor, but if you put it on every hit, it turns into a cartoon fast. Pick one or two key chops that you want to feel like a signature. In sampler's pitch envelope section, set amounts somewhere between minus 12 and minus 3 semitones for a downward dive, or plus 3 to plus 7 semitones for an upward flick. Set attack to 0, decay around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Sustain at 0, use it like punctuation. One hit every bar or every two bars is usually enough. Now step 5, voice settings to avoid overlap. In sampler, set voices to 1 for mono behavior. This is huge for chopped vocals in DNB. It prevents syllables from stacking and turning into mosh. Consider turning retrigger on for consistent attacks. If you want legato, like longer callouts that overlap, then yes, bump voices up to maybe 3 to 6 and lengthen release a bit. But for most drop chops, mono is the clean weapon setting. Now step 6, a clean stock device chain so it sits in the mix. First, EQ 8, high pass the vocal chops. Start around 120 to 200 Hz. This is not optional in drum and bass. Your sub and your kick need that space. If the vocal is harsh, sweep around 2.5 to 5 kHz and do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB. Small moves. Next, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. This helps consonants pop and makes the chop feel present without needing tons of treble EQ. Then a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it recovers musically. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Add utility if needed. If it's weirdly wide or facey, pull width down to somewhere between 70 and 100%. For space, use sends if you can. A short room or plate reverb, around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Low cut the reverb return around 250 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz all over your hats. And for delay, try echo or simple delay on a send. Dotted timings like 3/16 or 1/8 can really bounce with 174 BPM. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%. Arrangement note. Keep the main chop drier than you think in the drop. Big space is for fills, pre-drop, and special moments, not the whole time. Now step 7. Make it playable and arrange like a roller. If you're on the drum rack workflow, you're already there. Pads equal slices. Make a 16-bar MIDI clip for your drop. Here are a few rhythm habits that scream drum and bass. Use call and response with the snare pocket. Instead of landing right on the snare, try placing a chop just after beat 2 and beat 4. A few milliseconds late. That late placement can feel ridiculously bouncy. Use gaps. Chops love silence. 8th note and 16th note gaps make the hook feel deliberate. Every 4 bars, do a small variation. Not a rewrite. Just one or two hit changes, maybe a pitch flick or a delay throw. If you want a simple 2-bar starter idea, place your main chop at bar 1, beat 1 and, then later in the bar near beat 3 and, then on bar 2 around beat 2, and then another on bar 2 near beat 3 and. Then add one ghost chop at very low velocity near the end of one bar. The ghost chop should feel more like percussion than like a lyric. Now, make your envelopes tempo aware. Here's a practical conversion you can keep in your head. At 174 BPM, A 16th note is about 86 milliseconds. So if your chop tail keeps stepping on the next hit, set your decay plus release to land just under those grid values. For super tight, think 70 to 90 ms. For a bit more syllable, think 130 to 170 ms. And here's a seriously good intermediate trick. Let velocity play the envelope, not just the volume. In sampler, route velocity to amp envelope decay, or to filter envelope amount. Low velocity becomes shorter and tighter, high velocity becomes longer and more open. That's how you get groove and human variation without adding randomization chaos. Speaking of micro variation, you can also add tiny random modulation to filter frequency or pitch by just a few cents. The keyword is tiny. You just want repeated chops to feel less copy-paste over 16 bars. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. If the release is too long, your vocal will smear over snares and hats. Tight wins in DNB. If you don't high-pass, you'll fight the sub and the kick. If you overuse pitch envelope, it stops sounding like a vibe and starts sounding like a gimmick. If you drown the drop in reverb, you lose impact. You send throws. And watch your slice gain staging. Some slices will jump out. Either adjust slice levels or be careful with velocity to volume settings. Now, a few darker, heavier upgrade ideas if you want to push it. Resample a few bars once the groove is right, then distort that audio and rechop it. This prints the envelope feel and makes even tighter edits possible. Band limit for Menace. Use auto filter in band pass mode around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz and automate it slowly for that radio threat vocal. Create a whisper layer. Duplicate your chop chain. Keep layer A bright and punchy, and make layer B low passed, a bit distorted, quieter. Blend it so you feel it more than you hear it. And for a formantish illusion with stock tools, try frequency shifter after sampler in fine mode, shifting only a few Hz with a low mix. Automate the mix on select hits for cyber shimmer. Let's wrap this with a 15-minute practice run you can actually do today. Pick a 2-bar vocal phrase, slice to drum rack by transients. Convert your 8 favorite slices to sampler. This audio version is shortened for playback.